All right, so today we're going to be taking a deep dive into the world of movies
Yeah.
with Dan,
With Dan.
a serious movie
Yeah,
buff.
a real cinephile.
Yeah. And we've got this really fascinating interview with him where he talks about
Yeah, absolutely.
his love for movies, the way he keeps track of all the films he watches, and even some encounters he's had with some pretty big Hollywood stars.
Yeah, that's right. And what's really interesting is that Dan is a UMR Hall of Famer.
Oh, okay. So now you're throwing out acronyms. Now, for those of us, and I'm going to include myself here,
Yeah.
who don't live and breathe the world of movie rankings and things like that, what exactly is UMR?
Well, UMR, Ultimate Movie Rankings, it's this online community, right?
Okay.
It's a society of film enthusiasts. They've got rankings, they've got box office stats, forums, all this stuff. It's a treasure trove.
I see. I see.
And to be inducted into their Hall of Fame,
Yeah.
you got to be a serious contributor.
Yeah.
You got to be someone who's consistently elevating the conversation.
So we're talking about someone who is much more than just a casual movie
Oh,
watcher.
yeah, way more.
This is someone who's really into it. And in this interview, we get a glimpse into how Dan's passion for film first took root.
Right.
And it all started, believe it or not, with slapstick comedy.
Yeah, the
The
classics.
classics. He mentions Laurel and Hardy, Abbott and Costello, these iconic comedy duos.
And you know what's interesting about those two? I mean, they were cultural phenomena. Their humor, it was so visual,
Right.
so physical. It really resonated with audiences worldwide.
Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about it that way, but yeah, you're right. You didn't have to understand the language
Right.
really to appreciate it.
Exactly.
And speaking of appreciating those icons, Dan actually saw Laurel and Hardy
Oh,
live in Manhattan.
that's amazing.
Like, can you imagine? Talk about a full circle moment. But even with, his love for these classics, his cinematic journey didn't end there. In 1978, he had what he calls a movie awakening. He went to a double feature of classic musicals. He figured, all right, it's something different. I'll check it out. And bam, he was hooked.
You know what? That reminds me. It reminds me of how music can completely transform a film. I mean, those old
Oh,
musicals,
yeah.
they weren't just stories. They were
Your experiences.
experiences. The singing, the dancing, the spectacle of it all. It could sweep you off your feet and transport you to another time and place.
It's like falling in love with a whole new genre, right? Now,
Absolutely.
here's where Dan's story takes this turn toward the meticulously organized.
Okay.
He logs every single movie he watches.
Wow.
And I'm talking over 8,000 films.
Wow.
He doesn't just write down the title,
Now.
he records the date, how he watched it, like DVD, streaming, even the TV channel if you watch it on TV, and where he watched it.
Right.
I mean, come on,
That's
that's
dedication.
serious commitment. It's like he's creating a personal cinematic archive.
It is.
It's a testament to his dedication to film. It
Yeah.
makes me think, is there anything that you meticulously track in your own life? It could be books you've read, concerts you've attended,
That's a good question.
places you've traveled. Sometimes those lists, they become more than just records. They're reflections of our passions, right?
Yeah, for sure. They're like little pieces of us.
Exactly. My travel journal, it's not quite as elaborate as Dan's movie log, but it's my way of capturing those memories.
Makes sense.
Speaking of lists, we've got a glimpse into Dan's favorite actors, and let me tell you,
Okay.
the man has eclectic taste.
All right, I'm curious.
We're talking Tom Hanks, Matt Damon, Meryl Streep, Clint Eastwood, Tom Cruise, even Cary Grant.
Wow, so a mix of modern
It's a mix of
matter to
classics and Hollywood royalty.
You know, what strikes me about this list is that it seems to mirror his journey as a film enthusiast.
Interesting.
You've got like the contemporary leading men like Hanks and Damon, and they often star in, those big budget blockbusters. Yeah. Action packed.
Yeah.
And then you've got icons like Streep and Eastwood, who are known for their dramatic range, their powerful
Yeah.
performances.
Right.
It's almost like his preferences are a blend of his love for those classic comedies and his later exploration of different genres,
That's a really good point.
different eras.
It's like he's taken the best of both worlds and kind of created this tapestry of cinematic appreciation.
Exactly.
And that diverse taste is really apparent when you look at his top movie picks.
Yeah.
He's got Raiders of the Lost Ark, Goodfellas, Field of Dreams.
Yeah, quite a range.
Talk about a range of genres right there.
Yeah.
But then he throws in these curveballs like Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. It's a mad, 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 mad world.
Oh, wow.
And even Deadpool.
Interesting.
It's like he's saying, I appreciate films that make me think, films that take me to another place, and films that just make me laugh out loud, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. No one-size-fits-all approach to cinema. You know, it makes me wonder, what are some of those films that you go back to again and again? The ones that never get old, no matter how many times you've seen them.
Oh, man, that's a tough one. The Princess Bride definitely comes to mind. It's got adventure, it's got romance, it's got comedy. It's just pure joy. But, you know, beyond just enjoying a film, Dan talked about how he connects with certain characters, like on a personal level.
Right.
He really identified with John Candy's character in Only the Lonely.
Uh-huh.
And he said the overbearing mother character in that movie really reminded him of his own family dynamics.
That's interesting, because it highlights how movies can be more than just entertainment, right?
Yeah.
They can be mirrors reflecting our own lives, our relationships, our struggles.
Right.
Sometimes seeing those experiences played out on screen.
Yeah.
It helps us process our own emotions or maybe see things from a different angle.
Yeah.
You ever had that, felt a strong connection with a movie character? Maybe they reminded you of somebody or they were going through something that you'd been through.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think we all have those characters that stick with us long after the credits have rolled.
Absolutely.
The ones who make you think, wow, yeah, they really get me. But, you know, getting back to Dan, I love how even he, with his, you know, very developed sense of cinema.
That's fine palette.
Yeah, refined palette. He admits to having some guilty pleasures.
Oh, yeah. Those so bad, they're good movies.
Right.
We all have them.
Oh, yeah.
Ones you secretly love.
His list includes Head, starring the Monkees.
Okay.
The Ghost and Mr. Chicken with Don Knotts.
Oh, yeah.
A whole bunch of beach party flicks. And get this, Gus.
Best.
You know, the football playing mule.
Oh, right, right, right.
You know what I find endearing about this? It shows he doesn't take himself too seriously.
Exactly.
He's clearly passionate about film, but he also knows how to have fun with it.
Yeah, you gotta have fun.
Sometimes the most memorable movie experiences, they aren't the ones that win all the awards.
Right. They're the ones that make you laugh with your friends, even if it's at how ridiculous the movie is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Absurdity at its finest.
And speaking of memorable movie experiences, mm-hmm. Dan shared this hilarious story about seeing Butterfly in the theater. This is the film starring Pia Zadora.
Okay.
Who was also in Santa Claus Conquers the Martians. Apparently, the audience was just roasting this movie.
Oh, no.
Just throwing out jokes the whole time.
Wow.
And then out of nowhere, this one guy stands up and yells, shut up, we're watching art here.
Oh, my gosh. Only in a movie theater.
Right.
I mean, that's what's so great about movie theaters. It's those unexpected moments that really make the experience.
Yes.
Sometimes it's the film itself.
Right.
Sometimes it's the people around you.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's this perfect blend of the two.
It's like that energy.
Yeah.
That collective reaction. It just adds this whole other layer of entertainment.
Absolutely. It's a reminder that film is a shared experience.
Yeah. Even if you're all united in bewilderment. Or amusement.
Exactly.
At a movie's, shall we say, questionable quality.
Exactly. And speaking of shared experiences, we can't forget about how Dan, living in the heart of New York City,
right.
He's had his fair share of celebrity sightings.
It's like the line between the world on screen and the world off screen kind of blurs a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had a phone conversation with Holly Hunter.
Really?
Yeah. Brief, but still. Some mix up with blueprints. Saw Sandra Bullock leaving a hotel.
Wow.
And being in Manhattan has spotted a bunch of music stars around town.
It's almost like living in New York City gives him this added layer of connection to the world of movies, you know?
Yeah, definitely. But you don't have to live in a bustling metropolis to appreciate film.
No, no.
It's something that transcends location. Remember how we talked about how Dan found UMR?
Right.
Just a simple internet search?
Yeah, and he doesn't even remember exactly how we found it.
He was just drawn in by all the detailed box office information on the site.
It's like he was on this quest for more knowledge, you know, a desire to go beyond just the surface level and really dig into how things work.
The nuts and bolts.
The nuts and bolts of filmmaking. Yeah. And box office success makes you wonder, you know, what rabbit holes we all go down when we're just browsing online.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right. But it also speaks to that curiosity we all have. We want to know how things work.
Mm.
We want to understand why things are the way they are. And sometimes you find those answers in the most unexpected places.
Definitely. And Dan's story, it really emphasizes that idea that, you know, loving movies, it's more than just watching them.
Right.
It's about actively engaging, seeking out information.
Yeah.
Connecting with other people who share that passion.
It's like a whole community built around this love of cinema.
It is.
And even if you're not, like, you know, keeping a log of every movie you've ever seen, yeah, or, you know, debating the finer points of film,
right,
there's something so relatable about Dan's story.
Yeah, I agree. You know, what really resonates with me is how he finds those personal connections in the films he watches.
Yeah.
Whether it's identifying with a character's struggles or laughing along with a crazy plot,
mm-hmm,
he lets himself be moved by those stories.
Right.
Lets them become a part of his own narrative.
It's like those movies, they kind of become the soundtrack to our lives.
They do.
They mark these moments in time, you know? They remind us of certain emotions, mm-hmm, or maybe even introduce us to new ways of thinking.
Absolutely.
So thinking back on this deep dive into Dan's world,
yeah,
I'm really struck by how his passion for film, it's so much more than a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
It's like woven into, you know, every part of his life.
Yes.
From his, you know, super detailed movie log,
yeah,
to like running into celebrities on the streets of New York.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's inspiring, you know? It reminds us that we can all be that engaged,
right,
with the things we love.
Yeah, whether it's film, music, books.
Oh, anything, yeah.
Whatever gets you going.
There's a whole world out there.
Absolutely.
Waiting to be explored.
So as we wrap up our little journey into Dan's world.
Yes.
We were going to leave you with this thought. What's that one movie you could watch over and over?
Oh.
Never get tired of it. That film that transports you.
Yeah.
Makes you laugh. Makes you cry. Makes you feel seen.
What do you think?
Hold on to that film.
Yeah.
Cherish it. And let it remind you that, you know, the power of movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the stories. It's the connections they make.
Yeah.
Connections with characters.
With other movie lovers.
Yeah, with other movie lovers. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, with ourselves.
Well said. That's a wrap on our deep dive into the world of Dan.
The ultimate movie buff.
The ultimate movie buff.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us. And until next time, happy watching.